Hi, this is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. Ever wish you could just say it better? Public speaking is the number one fear for most people. It doesn't have to be, but a great story isn't enough. How that story is delivered is what makes the difference. J. Lauren Norris works with OBBM Network clients to create effective, actionable stories that change lives and inspire people to take up their mantle too. Hey, if you want that raise, want that result, want that promotion, well, there are effective ways to communicate you're ready for the next steps in your life. Follow the QR on the screen to get started on your Story Power journey today. Learn to say it better. Start today with Story Power Masterclass. This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans, for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Kurt Dupuy, the health engineer right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Cortan.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat.
Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business.
The FDA can say anything it wants, and you can't do one thing about it. We're going to talk about that in this episode. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. I'm Larry Cortkamp.
And I'm Susan Hamilton.
Welcome to today's show. We're going to talk about our favorite people, the three-letter acronyms of the United States government.
It's not even
the United States government.
Not.
It's the federal government.
You know, the FDA is not government anything. It's the Food and Drug Administration. It's an alphabet agency that we have given authority status. And so with the FDA and the NIH all being under the Department of Justice, I just think that, or is it Department of Justice, Department of Defense?
Sorry, is it Health, I think, at the end. But yes, they're all under
Health
and Human Services.
No, it's Department of Defense. Yeah. They're under Department of Defense. So that's interesting how that is all connected, forgive me there. And they evidently can say whatever they want. At least that's certainly what their attorney thinks.
Yeah, and we're seeing now, this is after the fact, obviously. We've already been through this big plandemic.
The
big
plandemic, right? These psychopaths have more ideas, and they're still shoving crap down your
throat. But this is after the plandemic has occurred now, and all this harm was infected. And we all know what occurred during that period of time. There was huge liberties taken with the truth. They just flat out lied about so many things. One of the biggest lies they had was the way to treat this COVID outside the hospital and the medical industry, right? So it was what you could do yourself from home before you got involved in all the others. And one of those big treatments was ivermectin. So I'm a horse owner and have been most of my life. So I'm familiar with ivermectin because it's utilized in animal medicine, as well as it's been utilized because of my association with military. It's been utilized to treat malaria for 60 years.
It's got anti-parasitic quality.
Yeah, it's been a medicine that's been around for forever, decades of use with hundreds of millions of people that have had it. So when this big anti-ivermectin message started to be perpetrated by the federal government through the FDA, everybody was incredulous to like look around and say, how is this even happening? How can they say these things? Now they're coming to courts, and a federal court recently ruled, this particular article comes to us from the Gateway Pundit, the federal court rules that the FDA did in fact abuse its authority with their anti-ivermectin messaging to Americans. The FDA is not a physician.
Well, even in the international space where people volunteer to go on mission trips or participate in this initiative or that, on the United Nations list of approved medications was ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. That was something that you could buy over the counter in any other country. So why our government so blatantly lied to do that and discredit? But so you're sensing a pattern here with our government. It's not actually our government, right? This is a takeover. This is quite awful, because in every single level, they decide they're going to criminally, you know, they're going to lie to us. They're going to tell us what to think and how to think. And then, as this attorney points out, hey, by the way, we have sovereign immunity.
I was going to say, article, they says the FDA lawyer admits in court. The one nice thing about dragging these people to court is they do have to say things supposedly under oath, and they do have to swear to the truth. But we also get to prove it. So we get to bring evidence in front of the court, and the court decides. The FDA lawyer admits that doctors can, in fact, prescribe ivermectin, but he also claims that the FDA has sovereign immunity against liability for false or misleading statements. Now, President Trump, I hate to keep going back to the well here, that guy is being caught up on criminal charges. Everybody, for what they say is misleading information.
Right.
And they're going to prosecute him to the fullest extent of whatever law they're going to create in order to do it. But they're going to send him for jail for having misleading information. Here, the FDA complains that they have sovereign immunity. Well, I wonder if the president of the United States has sovereign immunity.
Well, there's many levels he does. But when you've got just the rampant corruption going forward.
So in other words, they can just lie and you can't do a damn thing.
That's just it. They're going to say whatever they want to say. Because why? Let's see where let's follow the money. Who did the benefit on that? The benefit was to all the pharmaceutical companies that we were in bed with. We gave them way too much money.
Who were also given immunity from...
They were given
sovereign immunity from prosecution.
And they just finagled the way they were going to roll this out. So that... where do you think that BlackRock invested before that happened? Right? I mean, it's kind of clear that you got some psychopaths in the World Economic Forum that have decided that this is the way we're going to run other countries.
You take Moderna, who had never turned a profit in, what, 30
turned
years?
A profit. And what they did do failed.
And suddenly they turned $100 billion worth of profits within a period of time. And the CEO gets a golden parachute of $1 billion. One individual made $1 billion, and that was funded by us.
And it was
the federal government purchased these vaccines, which now we find, again, through court cases on a global scale in the international courts, who drag these Moderna people and the Pfizer people up in court, and they say, did you or did you not know that this was effective or not effective? Yes, they are admitting now in court that these were never effective. They were never intended to protect you from getting the vaccine. They were never intended to keep you from getting severe ramifications from them.
Who financed it?
And we financed it.
Okay, so that's my point. I mean, our government financed this.
Yeah, using our money.
So let's back up even more. Now, you and I are in business together, and we have executive meetings, and we have an annual executive meeting. And when we get together with our team and our discussions, and we kind of plan out scenarios, don't we? We plan these scenarios out so we can better understand how to really execute those scenarios and review maybe things in the past that didn't work so well. And how often do we have meetings with other people that we want to do partnerships with? And we kind of play it out. Well, we could do this and it works like this. And they actually did that with Event 201, and now they've done this again. This whole group of people that stood to financially gain from this got together before they unleashed this on us.
And
the rest of us want to know, where in the hell are the criminal criminal charges?
Well, apparently there won't be, because they all have sovereign immunity against liability.
So they're going to take our money, and then they're going to tell us we can't do anything about it, and don't complain, or we'll use big tech and the Department of
Justice and throw your butt in jail
to shut you down. So we got the Department of Defense, which is all of these organizations.
In fact,
and then we
it
got
is a crime for you to even ask the questions.
As a matter of fact,
I'm well aware of the situation I'm in, just saying this on live TV. But you know what? We're going to have to start really taking, if we do not speak boldly truth to power, we are part of the problem.
Because we are so ignorant, we're getting ready to do it again. The Biden administration announces a massive $5 billion. And any more of these numbers?
Yeah.
$5 billion like now is almost like a drop in the
bucket.
Don't
you know they do that on purpose?
They're talking $1 trillion stuff.
They're breaking it down.
So $5 billion, this is nothing. $5 billion COVID-19 funding project, Project Next Gen. Oh boy.
So that, you know, whose future did they give away on this one? And so it's really a bizarre. Does this one include that commercial? I'd love to be able to show that commercial for what they've said about the mRNA. There's an ad out there. We'll bring it to you in a future episode.
And the people they keep appointing to be in charge of these things are their little stormtrooper, you know, weirdos that have done nothing but state the wrong premises from day one, and they're the ones they put in charge.
And people,
so this particular person that's been in charge of this new program, Dr. Jean Marazzo, she's a staunch advocate for masks. Do masks work? I don't know. Look at the Cochrane Report, one of the most exhaustive studies ever
done. And not the only one.
Ever done. That's one of the most exhaustive studies ever done. And it proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that masks are totally ineffective at protection for anybody. But she's an advocate for masks. Lockdowns were a failure.
They're only going to place an advocate for those things in that position because it's not about us. It's about protecting them. And when are we going to get that in our heads? Like the Environmental Protection Agency, does it have anything to do with protecting us? No. It protects the corporations. It protects government from us understanding what on earth they just allowed. And so, no, these alphabet agencies aren't protecting us in any way, shape, or form. They are protecting their own backside. They're protecting each other. That's what they do. And of course, they're not going to do anything less than somebody who puts standards in place that will cause more panic and fear because we've got another election coming up. They're giving more money away.
They're not going to hear about it. We just recently did on another broadcast. Google has already said they're going to ban anything that pops up that has any of these trigger words in it. COVID-19 is one of them. So if you have anything that doesn't hold to the party line, this information will not get out. This information is going to go down the same path it did before. Nobody's going to hear about it. And we are going to be living in this bubble of non-information. We can't make good decisions if you don't know good information.
So we're going to have to decide at that point, though, Larry, where we stand on it as a team, as a public-facing mouth, right? As what are we? Because if everybody acquiesces to that and listens to that, they're going to get their way and scare the crap out of people. And it's really going to show the salt, isn't it? It's really going to show the salt and the resolve of the American people. And if we just say, okay, now let's mask our language so that they can't find it. No, these dirtbags, it's beyond that. There has to be a straight up, as nobody would listen. What are they going to, yeah, you know what? Can they incarcerate everybody? Stand up for yourself? It makes me that angry to think about what are they going to do if we just say, because our Constitution says we have a right to nullify things that encroach on our constitutional liberties.
Well, the mission of OBBM is to educate the electorate. Our goal is to make you really smart. The only way we make you really smart is to just put all these facts, figures, and information in front of you. What you choose to do with it is up to you, but if we can help to provide you with as much accurate information so that you can make an accurate decision as to what to do, and we partner with others that are doing the same thing. One of those is on your screen in just a second. It's Tactical Civics. Tactical Civics is actually laying out, people always ask me, well, what's the solution? What do I do?
Yeah.
Well,
what
here
you
go. Go to Tactical Civics. It is a roadmap to success. It lays it out exactly. How do we take back our government?
But
more importantly, what do we do with it when we get it back? Because we have to learn how to govern ourselves. And that's what these other groups, and this is not the only one, it is one of many. And we will continually bring stuff to you.
This is the only solution for what to do to take it back and correct it. There is no other solution for that. You might have, there are other solutions for the vote, and a lot of them we get behind. We agree with the precinctstrategy.com because it's a local way that we can actually teach them about tactical civics, help people realize what they're going to need to do to actually govern. If we don't start stepping into this place, these guys actually think that we're here to be managed, shut down, or eliminated, and they're not really interested in anything more than taking our stuff and shutting us up. At some point, if we do not, those of us that have a voice, that are bringing the truth to the people, don't do something about that, we are, there is no opportunity to turn this around if they make those steps and they're on target for 2030.
These people are just bullies.
Yes,
we need
they're
to
bullies.
Stand up to the
yes,
bullies.
That's
all we
well
need is,
said.
All
that's
we need
exactly
to do is
it.
We just need people to stand up to the bully. We just need to get up and say no. If enough of us say no, it just doesn't happen because they don't do it on their own. They're trying to convince you to do it. They're trying to scare you into doing that. And the reason they're able to scare you into doing that is because they are depriving you of accuracy in the news
so that you
cannot see the truth to make an accurate decision. They had a big committee on January 6th where all the council people, the senators, all the Republicans from one side got together to have a trial on January 6th. But the other side was never allowed to provide any information on the other side. It wasn't a trial.
No.
A trial
and
is where you
what
have
they
a,
did to those videos.
A trial
they
is where you have the state and you have a
event.
Defendant and the prosecutor, and they both present their side of the story and a jury decides. They were never able to supply the other side of the story. That was not a trial. It's a show.
It was a show.
It's a theater.
And that's what we're watching right now.
And then they went ahead and said, we are sealing. They said, we are taking it upon ourselves. Now, these are our elected officials. We pay their salaries. It's our government, not theirs. They said, we are going to seal all the things that we have found out in this for 75 years. No one's going to be able to investigate this.
Till they're
really?
Dead and their grandchildren
really?
Are dead, so their estates can't be sued. No, this is no.
This is beyond.
Okay.
If anybody
this
brought
no.
this script to us, because we do movies and we do shows, if anybody delivered this to me in a script, I'd go, what, are you a nut? Nobody's going to believe this story. Well, tell you what, we are living this story.
Yeah.
And these people are trying to shove it down our throats every single day. And we are simply allowing it to happen. They just convicted one of these January 6 people who wasn't even there. For 22 years, they put him behind prison. 22 years.
Yeah, they're just making a statement.
Years.
They're making a statement
years.
That if you resist in any way, they're going to squash you like a bug and take away your future. And this is where your salt shows. This is it. These are the things.
Susan and I just
the
interviewed
moments.
The Middletons, who is a middle-aged couple. Yeah. They were praying outside the Capitol. They're going up. They're trying to get them for 40 years for praying in front of the Capitol.
So now we're going back into that. Let's get back into health because it's still dirty. Because
is that
I've been
what we were talking
you,
about was
yeah,
health at
we're
the beginning
about
of
health,
this?
You know,
oh,
and it's still, well, it's all tied together because they were able to do all the criminal things they did because they deprived you of oxygen. They deprived you of your right to health. And they pumped you full of garbage that kept you from even understanding what was going on around you, which is not new. By the way, these childhood vaccines, I've been a member of the Fluoride Action Network, and I've followed Green Med Info and Children's Health Defense, and since I was 15, I've been very well versed in understanding this health stuff. And I'm unvaccinated on every single level. I've never had a vaccination. Because I was raised in that, I know better, and I've seen the science behind these vaccines. Now they're able to recognize that early childhood vaccines are the cause of why 75% of the reasons why type 1 diabetes is even out there. This information is out there by Steve Kirsch. It's time to start really paying attention to what this is. There's a survey of over 10,000 kids showed. 22 OR of 22, which means that 95% of autoimmune diseases in general are caused by vaccines. Anyone can replicate that survey in 24 hours, but nobody in mainstream medicine will dare to do that. And it is irrefutable when you start looking at the idea that we just wake up and we're unhealthy because the wind's blowing today. We're unhealthy because we sat next to a sick person. I mean, we got the wrong idea of what it is that even causes health and what health is. Friends, there is health and there is the absence of health, and everything in between is how close you are to the absence of health or how close you are to health. Get healthy, take care of your bodies, because you're not going to get that from the government and from things that you consider trusted authorities.
No, but they're going to track it. So this next article is on the
that's the truth.
Is on the biometric digital IDs. So, you know, when you want to protect your dog from getting stolen or whatever, they can go down, they chip them. Well, that's going to be us. We're going to all have biometric digital IDs, and they are going to be able to track every move, combine it with all the other data points they have. The whole goal of all these, anytime they start talking about any of this type of tracking information, they're doing it to protect you, right? You wear a seatbelt in your car to protect the car, the people in the other car. If you start thinking about the reasoning behind that, there is a law that you have to seatbelt in your car to protect the people in the other car.
But which is a social conditioning law to get you to think like that.
You have to take a vaccine for you to protect that vaccine from getting to Susan, even though the vaccine doesn't prevent Susan. It's just nonsense. All these things, if you're not asking the right questions,
You wouldn't know. You got to ask the right questions, and you should. You should be asking, okay, why?
When do you ask these questions?
Why?
You do it during election time. That's when you ask them. Because the guy there, the woman that's sitting in front of you that wants to run for office, you need to ask them these questions. Don't ask them if they're a mother and they had three kids and they have a good time or blonde hair. That's stupid stuff. Ask them how they feel about biometric-centric IDs. How do they feel about digital currency? Mm-hmm. How do they feel about arresting me for praying in front of the Capitol building?
So these are all very important things. And friends, we can no longer sit on the sidelines. There is no time for apathy. We can't be, oh, we'll deal with this later, kick the can down the road. This is your time to shine. This is your time to step up. So educate yourself. You should have several copies of the Constitution so that you can look through them and hand them to your friends. You should be meeting in your living room to discuss what those things mean and how they relate to current events that you see today, and you'll realize that you have a document that we're supposed to be running our country by that is not happening, and you'll start to recognize how you can put these things together and do better for yourself. Friends, thank you for joining us today. Today, you're not limited to traditional mainstream media that doesn't support your family, your life, your values, or your business. OBBM Network News is available Monday through Friday at 5 and 9 Central and 6 and 10 Eastern on Traverse TV, and available to anyone on many smart TV apps such as Rumble, Roku, and Traverse TV.
Connect with us on obbmdfw.locals.com. Truth, Gab, Getter, and more. Remember to subscribe, Rumble, like, and share wherever you're using social media.
Get the audio podcast version of this show and over 30 others when you subscribe to the OBBM Network podcast on Spotify, iHeart, and wherever you're listening to podcasts. Thank you for watching and letting your friends know about this program.
And do please consider being a member of our Locals.com community at the $5, $10, or $25 level. And you can reach that through the QR code on your screen. We're 100% grassroots funded by you. We want to thank our advertisers and remind our viewers to use their products and their services.
Hi, this is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. Ever wish you could just say it better? Public speaking is the number one fear for most people. It doesn't have to be, but a great story isn't enough. How that story is delivered is what makes the difference. J. Lauren Norris works with OBBM Network clients to create effective, actionable stories that change lives and inspire people to take up their mantle too. Hey, if you want that raise, want that result, want that promotion, well, there are effective ways to communicate. You're ready for the next steps in your life. Follow the QR on the screen to get started on your Story Power journey today. Learn to say it better. Start today with Story Power Masterclass. This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans, for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Clint Dupuy, the health engineer right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Gordon-Anthony.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat. Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business, where we will be talking to Mary Arjala.